Go to Numbers chapter 35. Let me say this. If anybody has a subject you'd like to be discussed on Wednesday night or a Bible study, just please write that down and get that to me. I think I've covered just about all that we had initially people had given me. So if you got anything else you'd like covered, please let me know. Numbers chapter 35. When you get there, let's stand for God's word. I'm going to start reading in verse 9. If you're there, say amen. Ain't this or hold on, preacher. Numbers chapter 35, look at verse 9. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye be come over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any person at unawares. And they shall be unto you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer die not, until he stand before the congregation in judgment. And of these cities which ye shall give, six cities shall ye have for refuge. Ye shall give three cities on this side of Jordan, and three cities shall ye give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. These six cities shall be a refuge both for the children of Israel and for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that everyone that killeth any person unawares may flee thither. Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. And thank you, God, for the reading of your word. Thank you, God, that your word is alive. Lord, I thank you, God, Lord, that your word still relevant in today's time, God. God, I thank you, God, that we can read from the Old Testament, God. God, and take it and apply it to our lives in 2026, God. Thank you, Lord, that your word is still true and it's still reigning true, God. Thank you for all you do. Bless us right now. Get us out of the way. Let all the praise and all the glory go to Jesus, and we'll praise you for all you do, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 41 through 43 says this, then Moses served three cities on this side of Jordan toward the sunrise, that the slayer might flee thither, which should kill his neighbor unawares, and hated him not in times past, and that fleeing unto one of these cities he might live, namely Bezer in the wilderness in the plain country of the Reubenites, Ramoth and Gilead of the Gittites, and Golan and Bashan of the Manassites. Now, let me just set this by saying this. These cities were cities of refuge for somebody, and I'll get into it in just a little bit, that killed somebody by accident. And that happens, okay? What are the cities of refuge? There were six cities where a person could go. Just say if me and somebody was working and I chopped down a tree and that tree fell on that person and that person died, I could go to one of these cities of refuge to escape the judgment from the avenger of blood. Now, in Numbers there, I read to you about the avenger. The avenger of blood is a kinsperson or somebody that was next to kin in the same family of the person who was killed. Now, let me just give you for instance. If I was working with somebody back in that day and we chopped down a tree and it fell on somebody and they died, if his brother was there, his brother could kill me on the spot, whether it was accident or not. That's why you have cities of refuge. That's why you would have these cities so somebody could go there to get away from the punishment, because the Bible tells us, and if you study the Bible, God said an eye for an eye. Amen? But God differentiates right here between accidental killing and murder. This is what God was protecting both justice. A murderer could not go free, and God was also protecting the mercy, that someone who was killed by accident, they were not treated like a murderer. And listen, stuff like this happens. It still happens in our day. Amen? So God is doing this. God is both just and merciful. God does not ignore sin. God did not ignore sin back in this day, but everyone was treated with justice back in this day, just like everybody in God's eyes, everybody's treated with justice anyhow. It might not be so in our day and time, in our government, in our eyes, but I'm telling you, when God starts dealing out mercy and God starts dealing out justice, it is just and it is right. So why did they need cities of refuge? There were repercussions for crime. Numbers 35 establishes the difference, like I said, between murder and accidental killing. Let me read some in Numbers chapter 35 and verse 16. And if he smiteth him with an instrument of iron so that he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. If he smiteth him with a throwing stone whereby he died, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he smite him with the hand of a weapon of wood wherewith he die, and he die, he is a murderer. And the murderer shall surely be put to death. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer. When he meeteth him, he shall slay him. But if he thrust him hatred or hurl at him any laying in wait that he die, or in enmity smite him with the hand that he die, then smote him. He that smote him shall surely be put to death, for he is a murderer. The revenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meeteth him. In any way, if you killed somebody with intent or with hatred or malice, you are a murderer, and God said, wipe them out. Just for instance, if me and Dallas was working and I got mad at Dallas, and I hit Dallas with a rock or something, and I killed Dallas. If his family was there, that was their right to put me to death. I'm going to be honest with you. Now, some people might not like what I'm getting ready to say, but I've upset people before. It really don't matter. Amen. Sometimes I wish we'd kind of go back to some of this. Amen. We'd cut down on some of this nonsense we have going on in this world. We cut down on having somebody on death row for 20 years before they were executed. Amen. I'm just saying, you know, I still believe in the Bible way. Now, the Bible says in Numbers chapter 35, verse 22 through 24, we're talking about accidental death. But if he thrust him suddenly without entity, or have cast upon him anything without laying of weight, or in any stone wherein the man may die, seeing him not and cast it upon him that he die, he was not his enemy, neither sought him harm. And the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood according to these judgments. All this stuff happens today. Sometimes, you know, somebody might be hurt or killed by accident. And that's what the Bible's talking about here. That's why the city of refuge was there. So you and I and people that did something by accident had a place to flee. Now let's look at the six cities. And I could go real deep into this tonight, and I'm not going to go that deep. I looked up all the city names and what they meant and all that kind. And that really is not, that doesn't have a big influence on what I'm trying to bring tonight. There was three cities on the east side of Jordan and three cities in Canaan. The cities on the east side of Jordan were Bezer in the territory of Reuben. Ramoth-Gilead was in the territory of Gad, and Golan, which was in the territory of Manasseh. And on the west side of Jordan, you have Kadesh, which was in the territory of Naphtali. You have Shechem, which was in the territory of Ephraim, and Hebron, which is in the territory of Judah. Now, why do you have six cities? If you look at the nation of Israel today, there's three on, it's almost like you can kind of divide it. There's three on one side, three on the other side. And the practical reason was that if something happened, you didn't have to go 500 miles to try to get safety. If something happened, you didn't have to worry about running all the way across to the other side of the country to try to get help. Deuteronomy chapter 19 says this: when the Lord thy God hath cut off the nations whose land the Lord thy God giveth thee, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their cities and their houses, thou shalt separate three cities for thee in the midst of thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. Thou shalt prepare thee a way, divide the coast of the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee to inherit it, into three parts, that every slayer may flee thither. God made sure there was a way to get to the city of refuge. God made sure there was a way to get refuge. I'm going to say that one more time. God made sure there was a way to get refuge. I thought about it as I was studying this today. Mike sings that song, Lord, send me a refuge. Y'all know what that is? That's a hiding place, amen. That's a place where I can go and I ain't got to worry about everything that's going on. That's a place where I can go and I ain't got to worry about my past running over me. I ain't got to worry about the devil getting me. There's a city of refuge somewhere. Now notice this. Deuteronomy chapter 19 verse 3 says this, thou shalt prepare thee a way and divide the coast of thy land. In other words, there had to be a clear road to the city of refuge. It was not a hidden thing. It had to be clearly marked. It had to be a clear road to the city. I'm glad that God's got a clear road to refuge tonight. Amen. You and I need to raise our hand and say amen. God's got a clear road to refuge, and his name is Jesus Christ. You and I ain't got to worry about it, amen. You and I ain't got to worry about traveling hundreds of miles to try to find refuge. Hey, it's right here tonight. If you got something going on tonight, there's refuge right here tonight. And the road is marked clear. Now, don't you notice something? The man had to flee. Okay, Numbers 35 verse 11, then you shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you that the slayer may flee thither. It was there to help, but he had to run to it. It was there to help, but he had to run to it. In other words, if something happened, just I'll go back to that illustration. If he cut down the tree on somebody, you got to get an understanding of that culture. If this man was out there working, he cut down a tree or he dropped something off of a house and it fell on somebody and it killed them and something happened like that, he would have to leave right then. You ain't going to hang around and say, well, listen, I didn't mean to do that. You're talking about a culture that was an eye for an eye. You're talking about culture that if you stole something, they cut your hand off. They weren't playing. And you got to understand something. And as I was studying this today, I got to think how, you know, and somebody said this before church, nobody appreciates anything anymore. We don't take God serious anymore. We don't take the Bible serious anymore. We play around with sin and we play around with God. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, you better run to the city of refuge. You better run to your refuge. You got to flee to it. Jesus is available, but you got to come to him, amen. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is sufficient. Jesus is our refuge, but you got to come to him. Amen. Proverbs chapter 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge. The cities, now listen, these cities were not a place for a criminal to hide. You couldn't kill somebody and run to the city of refuge. It was not allowed for murderers to escape judgment. And that's the thing. I'm just going to say this. I don't know how people, like I said, all this stuff that we see going on in our country right now, if you kill three babies, come on. No need to run. Amen. No need to run. I'm just being honest with you. I realize, I understand a lot of the stuff, you know, that people go through. I understand all that. But I'm just telling you, this place, what I'm preaching about tonight was not designed for murderers to be let go. Amen. This was designed, Numbers chapter 35, verse 30, whoso killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of the witnesses. In other words, the elders would get together. The elders would investigate what had happened, and the congregation of that city would come together, and if they found you guilty, you died. Amen. How many of y'all realize y'all guilty? Amen. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. Amen. We're all guilty. The Bible, and the refuge cities had boundaries. Listen to this. 35, verse 26 and 27. But if the slayer shall at any time come without the border of the city of refuge, whether he was fled, and the revenger of blood find him without the borders of the city of his refuge, and the revenger of blood kill the slayer, he shall not be guilty of blood. In other words, when you ran to that city of refuge and you got inside that city of refuge and that was your home, you had to stay in that refuge. If you went outside that refuge, the family member could kill you with no repercussions. You got to stay in there. It's like our salvation, amen. Hey, Jesus said, if you abide in me. The problem is a lot of times we want to come to church in and out. We want to be up and down as Christians. We don't want to stay within. I thought about it as I was studying this. You know, King Solomon, when King Solomon got on the throne, there was one of his brothers that had tried to usurp the throne. He told him, said, you go to your home, you stay inside that home. If you leave that house, you're going to die. And guess what? Folks, we got to stay in this thing. Next year this time, I'm staying in. Next year this time, good Lord willing, I'm gonna still be right here. Amen. How long did they have to stay? And here's where it gets good. You had to stay in that city of refuge. Let me read it to you. Numbers 35, verse 25. And the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him into the city of refuge, whither he was fled, and he shall abide in it until the death of the high priest, which was anointed with the holy oil. Anybody that killed somebody by accident, anybody that had ran to this city of refuge. In other words, if you got there this week and the high priest that had been anointed with oil that was over that, if he died, you could go. If you were there a few days, if he died, you could go. That's a perfect illustration of what Jesus did for us. Amen. Jesus is our refuge. Yeah. Jesus is our help. Jesus is our sufficient Savior. And we got the death of the high priest. It marked the end of his exile. Jesus is the Old Testament. They ran to a city. In the New Testament, we run to Jesus. Amen. In the Old Testament, they had all these rules and regulations. They had to stay there. Our high priest died a little over 2,000 years ago. All you and I got to do is call out on him. Amen. Amen. He is our refuge. He is our help. He is the one that's there for us. So Proverbs 18, verse 10 says this, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the refuge. And if you're trying to get any other refuge, I'm just telling you, it ain't going to work. Buddha don't work. Muhammad don't work. None of that works. Jesus is the only way, amen. And if we'll take refuge in Jesus, everything else will be all right. That's right. Now, listen. I kind of got ahead of myself there just a little bit. But the point is this. There is no refuge outside of the refuge. Do you hear what I said? There's no refuge outside of Jesus. Amen. See, the thing about it is sometimes if we ain't careful, we decide to do things on our own. Don't everybody shout me down right there. Come on. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I just, well, I think I got this. I don't need the Lord. I got this. I got this covered. I don't need the Lord. How'd that work out last time you did that? I know with me it don't ever work out. There is no refuge outside the refuge, amen. Now let me ask you, the real question is this. Listen to what I'm getting ready to say. Are you sure tonight that you're where you need to be with the Lord? See, there was no, back in the Old Testament with these six cities of refuge, there was no question. You're either in or you're out. Get a picture in your mind. Somebody does something, and they're going to a city of refuge, and that I'm telling you, that revenger of blood, that near kinsman is on their trail. He's on their trail. That's like the devil. He's after us. You see the city. You get close enough that you can touch the wall, outside wall of the city. You hear the people inside the city talking. But you choose not to go in. You're dead meat. See, you can come to church. You can sit on church pew. You can put your name on the church roll. You can fool everybody from the preacher, the deacons, right on down to everybody else. But God knows. God knows. God knows whether you're lost. And the thing about it is, if we'd get honest, we know.
Come on.
We know. There ain't nobody sitting in this building. There ain't nobody sitting under the sound of my voice that don't know that if something were to happen to you right now, where you'd spend eternity. You're either in the city of refuge or you're not. How is it with you? How is it with you? Are you in or out? If you would, bow your heads. Brother Ralph, come back and just play something.